Everybody, it's Anna Marie Ann Thomas here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with a reason. Okay, dokie. And don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share this episode, whether it's audio, whether it's on here on YouTube. I love you, and you're going to love it. Ha! And to help us grow, I know you want to. And we got all the life experience, and you seriously can't beat us. So there. Okay, dokie. What are we talking about today, guys? We're talking about the interesting topic called how religion encourages naive and unrealistic expectations in dating and relationships. Ooh, it's a very, very interesting topic, right? So I believe this is a huge cause of loneliness as well, okay? Because if you follow me, I talk about loneliness a lot and loneliness statistics, et cetera, et cetera. So let's share us our background to help you understand why we're emphasizing this a lot. So technically, I grew up religious, technically. Am I still religious now? Somewhat. I consider myself spiritually neutral. So like I pray on my own. I still believe in a higher power. You know, and all those things. You know, I still believe, I'm a big believer in guardian angels and things like that. That's for me. So, you know, whether, you know, you're Jewish, whatever, atheist, whatever, you're listening to me, I don't care. This is still interesting information. So I try to take religion out of the factor too much with my episodes because I think that this applies to everybody. I just speak merely truth, okay? And then Thomas found religion. You did not grow up religious,
no,
right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you did not. He did not grow up religious at all, and then you found religion when?
Well, I kind of had to fix that. You know, I don't like to say religious.
Well, or spiritual or whatever.
We're on the topic of religion.
Right.
But what people, the problem is they don't look up words. If you look up religion, religion has a root word and has a pre-word, if I'm saying it right.
Right.
And it means principles, a body of principles. That's basically what it is. You know, that's why when people say, well, are you religious? Well, next thing you know, they're already putting a spotlight on you because you say you're religious.
Right.
People look at you in a different way when you say religion.
You know what I'm saying? Well, that's what I'm saying. Like religion could be like whatever you're coming from.
Religion can lead you in the wrong way too.
People
don't understand that. You know?
And it leads all the time the wrong way, all the time. And this is why both Thomas and I like this topic, and we're going to talk about this more. Because, so I grew up Catholic, and I got the typical advice from older generations saying, Anna Marie, it's all going to work out. Well, you know what? It hasn't all worked out, because it's not something, I mean, even though Thomas says he enjoys sharing stories, I don't mind sharing stories, but it's not something I'm happy about. Mm-hmm. To share that my 8-year partnership didn't work out, it was hurtful. It was devastating. There was a lot of crying. It's a hard thing to talk about, you know. And I believe that some of the when I've done reflecting on what sparked me to make Percent Compatibility, I believe that a lot of the guidance I was given was not realistic. I believe that you can still find the lasting love of your life. So I don't want people to misunderstand me, and I don't want people to think like, Anna Marie, what are you saying? You know. I'm saying that you can still find the lasting love of your life, but it's a process. It's not going to happen just like that. It's not going to happen instantly. It's not going to be like, oh, it all works out. When we say things like that, saying it all works out, you're basically giving the message that there's not going to be mistakes along the way. There's not going to be, you know, some relationships might not work out. And you know what? That's really hard and that really sucks. And I wish I could tell you different. But everyone's case is different, and it's tricky, okay?
So you can apply religion wrong, too.
Yeah.
Because if you apply it wrong, and then you try and make it go how you think, because you can interpret the Bible how any way you want it.
Well, and that's where I get annoyed with some, no matter what religion you come from, it can be up for your interpretation and how you're being taught. But I will say, before we go into more conversation, I believe that it encourages a lot of excessive miracles and unrealistic expectations, which bothers me, where it's like, and I was talking to someone, a friend of mine, who's probably listening, he's very Catholic, and I told him, you know, life is not all miracles and flowers and roses. It's not. And I don't care how religious you are, check out our video of how Sister Drive plays a factor. And also, there are religious people that get divorced because we go into things naively. Mm-hmm. That's hence why we encourage developing dating skills. Mm-hmm. Your first boyfriend or first girlfriend may not be the lasting love of your life. It may not. Mm-hmm. And that's hard. And you know what? That sucks. But you know what? When you meet the lasting love of your life, you're going to appreciate them so much more because mm-hmm. you're going to be like, you know what? I learned lessons from it and I appreciate it because it matured me. Mm-hmm. Right? And also, like, there was also growing up in the Catholic faith, I believe that if you are Catholic and you're listening or whatever religion you come from, if the people that are, what do you call it, the church leaders or religious leaders or whatever, clergy. Your little clergy leader, yeah. whatever you're, whether you're Jewish, I don't care. I'm very open-minded. Okay, if they're not married themselves and they're giving advice, that's where we have to find that fine line. Sometimes the problem with priests and nuns is they can't really give good advice regarding marriages and relationships because they chose to be single. Mm-hmm. They don't have a sex drive, or if they do, they're suppressing it.
Yes, they do. So did you hear about the this is way back in history where the nuns was getting pregnant and.
Yeah.
When the babies get born, they will hide the baby in the walls.
That's really sad.
You never heard of that? Huge scandal as far as the Roman Catholic Church. But let's not get off the subject.
But the point is they did not make the vow to have a partner is the point.
Right.
So they lack an experience regarding that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to kind of, you have to kind of take it with a grain of salt. And you also have to take religious leaders' advice for a grain of salt, because if you're a couple or you're dating or whatever, your experience could be completely and totally different or very different than their experience. And that's where we have that comparison problem, which mm-hmm. is not very mm-hmm. intelligent. Okay.
And a lot of it is, like you just talk about, the extreme.
Yeah, excessive miracles, excessive roses, excessive, everything's going to work out. And rewards, like, well, you know, you didn't tell me that my 8-year wasn't going to work out. So that sucks.
And that's how you run. Even when I was a kid, some of my family was somewhat religious.
Yeah.
And or if I see a Jehovah's Witness or whatever, so I see somebody practicing freedom of speech and preaching on the corner or something like that. Hey, here, take this pamphlet. You know?
Right.
It really turned me off.
Forcing a religion doesn't work.
Yeah,
it turns you off. Yeah. It's kind of like forcing you to, if you learn differently than someone, that it's very similar to
and
that.
And then a lot of the way they do it, talking about extreme, they make it unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. Very unrealistic. And just because you get married, okay, doesn't mean you don't get lonely. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of crap, okay? Because mm-hmm. your partner might go out of town. Mm-hmm. Then you're lonely. Even my married friends, two of my best friends are married, and they even said, even though I'm pretty happily married, there are still times that I'm lonely with my partner. So mm-hmm. loneliness doesn't completely go away, and we have that problem where it's like, I'm going to cling on to a partner because I'm lonely, and you're going to cling on to them so tight where you suffocate them, mm-hmm. which is exhausting.
Yeah, and then the way I came up, I don't know how you came up.
Yeah.
Most of the religious people, especially the women, they were very hypocritical.
Yeah.
Because they'll say, well, you're going to go to church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Well, Saturday night, you just got drunk and, like, peed all over yourself for some crazy stuff like that. But then you get up the next Sunday morning. I'm talking about the older people.
Right.
And they will tell you things like, well, you need to do this. You need to do that. Well, you're not setting a good example.
Yeah, there's a lot of hypocrisy with, you know, whether you're religious, whether you're not religious or whatever, in general, with people. Humans are hypocrites.
Yeah.
In many ways. There's a lot of inconsistency with human beings. So it's like, okay, you cannot be telling. One thing I cannot stand, I found this to be the most obnoxious thing in the universe. I went to volunteer somewhere, and this one Christian guy bragged about how wonderful he is, basically. He was like, I don't mean to brag, but I've done a lot. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't say anything, but I was this close to saying something. I'm like, you completely took away your humility, and now you just look like a jerk. Now you just look like an obnoxious person.
When you have to brag about something, chances are you're lying.
Right. Yeah. You're lying or you're exaggerating.
That's no more than what you're supposed to be, is to try to be a good person. You don't need to brag about nothing like that.
No.
You know. Ugh. But yeah. But religion can have a bad part side of it. You know.
Yeah. Like, for example, with unrealistic expectations. When they're emphasizing all you need is love, all you need is God. No, it's not, because I told this to a friend of mine who's religious. I said, you know what, guys? The problem with religion in general is that we're constantly looking upstairs, okay? Mm-hmm. But your higher power brought you to the earth, right? Mm-hmm. So if we were meant to be upstairs, we would be there already. You know, he brought us down here to make mistakes, to make lessons, to learn things, hence why we're here. So to constantly be looking upstairs doesn't really make any sense, okay? And if you're constantly looking upstairs, you don't even appreciate your partner. You cannot even appreciate your friendships. You cannot appreciate what's around you, the nature around you, just little things you cannot around you, because you're so focused on the book and what's upstairs. And you may not even reach the heavenly upstairs because you're so entitled and obnoxious, and you're caught up with what's right and who's wrong and who's right and what's wrong and what's right. That's obnoxious, and you don't surround yourself with good people. That's called religious entitlement.
Another thing, too, we don't go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
When you came from your mom's womb, did anybody, if somebody would have took you to church as an infant, you wouldn't know what the...
yeah.
going on.
Yeah.
So I like little thing. I just like nature.
Yeah.
Who teach the baby how to suck?
Yeah.
Who teach that baby how to do that?
Somebody downstairs. It's natural. That's true. A natural order. Yeah.
So we take the natural from religion.
Right.
And I think relationships will be better if you just stay on more of on a common sense level.
Now,
read the book. Know what's in there.
Right.
But you ain't got to stuff it down nobody's throat.
No, it's just, you just get exhausting. And that's called helicopter parenting and religion.
Yeah, you got to be like stuffing it down somebody's throat. Like,
and that's a lot of stress.
Like, God says this, God says that. And he's like, you know.
And you just suffocate somebody, and you're making me tired.
I would say things exactly. And look, I'm a Bible person.
Yeah.
I'm a Bible person.
Yeah. And that works for you. Yeah.
You have said
that. And that works for you.
Me.
Right, exactly.
Not you.
Right. Well,
not my wife.
Right. And people are different. So, like, if I've noticed that some people that are not raised religious, they get so sucked into religion because they're lonely and because they don't have that good background, or because they came from toxic parents or whatever the reason, they cling on to God. Now, I'm not saying it's bad. No, I'm not saying it's fully bad to find the higher power.
It's beneficial.
But it's the excessive. Yeah. The excessive is what we're talking about, where it's not healthy.
The education part of it is.
It's educational. Yeah. It's good. Every good religion has a good foundation. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Yeah. This is good. And treat others with respect. This is good. But understanding that love is patient, love is kind, is good.
Understanding that love,
if you came from a background where you understood that love is hot-headed, love is narcissism, this is not good behavior, not good education to understand. So it's like, that's where spirituality is helpful and useful, because you can learn skill sets in that aspect. Now, does it mean that you are tall and mighty when you reach that spirituality or religious? No. Because there's a lot of hypocrites, there's a lot of people that go to, you know, that's why they go to church, that's why they do spirituality, is to make them feel a better person.
And they take the fun out of it.
And they suck the fun out of it.
And the reason why they take the fun out of it, because if you had a really, really good teacher, I'm pretty sure you had a really, really good teacher somewhere in your life.
Oh, yeah, I've had really good teachers, and I've had really crappy teachers.
Yeah, exactly.
You can kind of tell.
Some teachers make learning so fun.
Yeah.
So if you read the Bible and you see the fun, how fun, I want you to see how fun it is.
Yeah, parts of the Bible is actually very fascinating.
Yeah, the learning.
It's very fascinating.
You know, but instead of just stuffing it down your head.
Well, even if you educate yourself on the Muslim faith or the Jewish faith, like, because I educated myself on part, do I remember everything? No, but the point is it's very fascinating to understand where it came from and how it developed and how you develop those things. Like, the thing I like about Hinduism is that they're about a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's about a lifestyle. So they don't, like, preach it down people's throats to join Hindu. Mm-hmm. They live it.
Yeah, Buddhism.
They lifestyle and Buddhism. Well, Buddhism does have its flaws, but yeah, the point is lifestyle. So it's basically, in summary, the lesson is that spirituality and religion is supplementary. Mm-hmm. It's not going to save you from having your moments of hot-headedness mm-hmm. and narcissism. You have to develop those skill set with people and focusing mm-hmm. on earth and downstairs and mm-hmm. and also, like, it's great to seek spirituality or religion for strength, but they cannot call you out on your crap. That's the point I'm trying to make.
It's an individual thing. Yeah. If you're in a relationship, you with your wife or your boyfriend or vice versa.
Yeah.
Just because you are into religion, you don't have to stuff it down your partner's throat.
Yeah.
It's for you.
Right, right.
And that's what's going to make it work. You know, because that you can really run people away with religion.
Yeah, and I think it's good to share things. Yeah. Like, you know, like, if you guys look up that book, guys, or I'll tell you about it. It was like, I love the author, Lorna Byrne. She's from Ireland. Have you heard of her?
Yeah.
She wrote the book, Angels in My Hair, and I love that book. I didn't fully finish it, but I read half of it. But I love her because she says in the book, and I quote, religion is not a weapon. Or she said, religion is not a weapon, or God is not a weapon. I can't remember, one of those. Mm-hmm. But she says it's not a weapon, and we use it as a weapon, mm-hmm. which is a social problem. So it's like, we need to stop using that as a weapon.
Well, that's the biggest wars is religion and politics.
That's what, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
You talk about gangbanging and mob and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When it comes down to religion and politics, biggest bloodshed ever.
Yeah.
You know what? People don't educate themselves on that, but that's another thing.
If you're
in a relationship, you know,
it's okay to share what you've learned. Yeah, yes, like, if you're educating yourself on Buddhism or Hinduism or whatever is helping you be a better person, you can share with your partner what you're learning. But, of course, don't shove it down their throat.
Yes.
That's a big difference.
Absolutely.
And remember, just because you're religious or spiritual or whatever you believe doesn't make you all high and mighty and perfect.
Right.
Okay? And remember, our global world, not everyone comes from back where they're religious. Mm-hmm. Okay? And if you go to certain countries, you don't want to be throwing that around because, quick point, one of my friends was murdered mm-hmm. for that.
Yeah,
she was not smart and went to Yemen and tried to push her Christianity over there, and she got murdered. So, true story. Alrighty, guys, so keep that in perspective. Alrighty, guys, that's pretty much the summary of the lesson. So hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share this episode, all these things. And Thomas and I will be continuing to here to help. And multiple hugs a day. Keep cranking this way. Alrighty. And sayonara, peace out. Okay, bye.